Hi everybody.
And welcome back. I haven't been here in a long, long, long time. But again, trust in the process. And I feel 2023 is going to be a revamp for Mindless Fall. I feel like we're going to be dropping in deeper to lots of things. I feel like this is the year that we really bring in lots of people onto the podcast, and that is what this week I'm going to really sit into is connecting with some beautiful, beautiful souls who want to come on and share their journey, give you snippets of wisdom from them, and just give you hope and inspiration that, doing the inner work pays off. That life can grant you madness, it can grant you chaos, it can bring so much pain into your heart. But that pain is giving you an opportunity to call back your power, to find who you are in this world. And it is bizarre, isn't it? Really, like, I don't know if whoever's listened to this agrees. When you hear of someone who, has, I suppose, manifested their desires, who are really happy and content in life, it's often because something along the way has stirred the pot, has shaken them, and it has been really hard, and they have chosen. And for all this, choice is so important. Every day when we get up, we have a choice. Well, we've many, many choices. But it's always our choice, and sometimes we can feel like we don't have choices, that life has granted us this hardship and we don't have a choice. We always have a choice, but it can be hard for us to think we have a choice, because then we have to take responsibility. But the good news is you deserve to do that, and yeah, you do, and you're just amazing. And I know there's people listening here for a long time. Like, I think the podcast started in 2021, and I know some of you personally just from connecting, and I know you've been doing this and you've been doing the inner work, you've been triggered, there's been things coming up for you for healing, for you to be seen, to be heard. And I feel like 2023 is the year, it's like just such a big year for everyone. It's the year of really seeing in the external world all the hard work we've done. And we deserve all of that and more. But anyway, with regards to my life, where have I been? I suppose I have brought into my life something I really truly desired. And I'll share it with you all, I suppose, over the next few months, because I think I believe, in my journey that losing David gave me an opportunity to find who I was, to understand that I am part of something so much bigger, that, within me and within each and every one of you, life can grant us lots of challenges, but we have such a capacity in us to heal. And pain is like a gift from God, the universe, source, and it's helping us to take back our power. Is it easy? No. Is it really hard? Yes. But again, we have a choice. Yeah, I suppose, I think, I believe, like sharing this podcast and, some of the stuff I do, I always believed that it was, for me, it was like, okay, Kira, like you thought you would never get over this grief and this loss, and it was horrendous, and you were, it was really bad. And then you did, and you started investing in yourself, and you started doing all these tools. And that's why I've shared all the things here. And if you're listening to this, and you're struggling, please go back and start from the first podcast and just work your way up. I promise you, you'll get lots of golden nuggets, and yeah, you'll definitely get something from it. And I think now it's kind of changing, and every time I like learn something, I'm like, oh my god, it's like, okay, you need to share this. And I'm like, oh my god, sometimes it can feel kind of vulnerable because I'm like, oh my god. And the way I work, and whoever's been listening for a while will know, I share my own experiences. Like, you know, I'll share things that happen in my life in order to show you in the, I suppose, in the external world, how all this plays out. Like, you know, and for me, the last few weeks and months, you can be doing all the meditation, you can be doing all the journaling, you can be doing all the things, but it's only in, I suppose, real life situations that we can actually see and be given permission to see, have we done, to show us how much inner work we've done, or to show us, or to trigger us and to make us pissed off and to head off and be like, oh my god, why did I do that way, or why did that trigger me? And I suppose it's so mad, like, I believe, like, everything is connected, you know, and we meet people at the right time, and they come into our lives, and yesterday, like, this is just so, so beautiful. Anyone who would have read my book, Miracles Appear When Loved Ones Are Near, and it's my journey of grief through losing David, and literally he was missing, and oh my god, my mental health taking a massive drop, being linked in with community mental health services, and then I kept believing, I kept praying, I wasn't willing to give up, and I was like, we're going to find him, and against all the odds, we found him. And then I suppose I was so lost, and then the second half of the book is how I got to a point where I surrendered, and I was like, I can't do this anymore, I can't survive, I need to live. And the reason I'm sharing this is because sometimes I think, you know, most of the people who listen to this have actually read my book or whatever, or know my journey. And in the last while, I've connected with a few and they're like, oh my god, I didn't know that. And sometimes I'm not good at sharing. I just be like, oh, should people find it or whatever. And I suppose I know that my book can really help people. And it's like I'm getting a message like, you need to just tell people, come on, share it, like. And yesterday I was out with my friend walking at the lake, and anyone who has read the book, I speak about when I was really struggling and David was missing. We have a tree for him in Castlebar. It was like we planted it, we did a memorial service. And there was one day that I was sitting up at the tree, and I was just devastated. Like, you know, we were home, we were in Ireland, we had to leave Canada because of the weather conditions. And I was just sitting at the tree praying to David, to God, to every person I knew up there, and I was like, please let us find him, please let us find him. And this man came over and he asked me, could he sit beside me? And I remember at the time I was like, I didn't even think I had the capacity to do that, you know, that kind of way. But anyway, I was not going to say no. So he sat down and we started chatting, and I swear it was like David just delivered him down to me and was like, you need him. And he sat beside me on the tree, and he started telling me that he lost his wife a few years to cancer, and he lost his little boy years ago when the little boy was really young, and that he used to sing a song to his wife, you know, after they lost the song, and it was called Remember Me. And some of you may have actually heard it, but he said, can I sing it for you? And he told me that he was praying every day he came to the tree. And he goes, I heard about you and I pray every day that you find him. And he sat beside me and he started singing, remember me, do 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 do. And he put David's name in it, and I remember tears were just flowing. And we kept talking, and this man was full to the absolute gills with faith and with love and hope. And oh my goodness, like I remember going straight up after we said bye, and I got his number and everything. And it was so funny, my phone number, like, is, well, I'm not gonna put my phone number out here, well, but anyway, my phone number and his number were the exact same, bar the last digit. So the last digit, like, when he was giving me his phone number, I was like, oh my god, that's my number. I was like, it's so weird, he's reading out my phone number. But anyway, the last digit was different. I was like, oh my god. And then I went straight up to David's home house and his sister was there. I was like, oh my god. And I was like a different person, because, and I was like, oh my god, I met this man at the tree and he was singing to me and blah blah blah, because he had just filled me up. It was like he had injected hope or faith or spirit into my arm. And then anyway, I went home and I was telling mom all about this man, and mom was like, I know him. And I was like, how do you know him? And then anyway, mom was like, read out his number. So she put the number into the phone. And my mom had actually worked with his wife, who had passed away. I was like, oh my goodness, like, my mom is a home help carer. And she was supporting his wife when, like, isn't that mad? So then anyway, he asked, could we go to the house? And he wanted to meet David's mom, and obviously he wanted to connect with my mom again. So then anyway, we went over and he had a keyboard and he played music for us. But when we landed into the house, he was like, oh my god, my god. And he was so excited to tell us this story. Before we came, a robin had came in and it had flew around the room, and it hit off a picture on the wall that said remember me, or not remember me, sorry, it was the poem of Footprints in the Sand. And when David's dad came out to Canada, that was like the first thing he gave me, a little picture of Footprints in the Sand, that little prayer that David had on the wall in his room. And I was like, oh my god. And then he hit off a picture of, I think it was, his wife and his son, and flew around, and then it left. And sure, we were joking, and I was like, oh, that was David giving the house once over. He's making sure we're okay to come in here. And anyway, then I connected with that man a few times. Like, every time I met that man, every single time I met that man, he had a message for me. I remember being at the garage about 2 years ago. And it was at the time, I suppose, I was thinking, I was like, oh my god, like, and I was kind of toying with the idea of meeting someone and opening my heart again to love. And there was stuff coming up for me. And I remember that day, I think I went to the beach and I was a bit emotional. And I met your man, and he said, what did he say to me? He goes, you need to be open to everything and you need to open your heart again to love and let someone in. And I was like, it was like he was just a connect channel for spirit. And then anyway, I met him at yesterday, and I was with my friend, and I'd been thinking about him. I hadn't seen him for a long while. The last time I seen him, I went to his house to give him the book, because obviously, you know, I had mentioned him in the book, and oh, it was lovely. We just at the time, I think it was during COVID, so I sat outside the window and he was in the house and we were just chatting. But anyway, yesterday we met him, and I had been thinking of him, and I was like, oh my god. And I was just like so happy to see him. And I was like, how are you, like, you know, I was telling him who I was, and do you know, he was like, oh my god. And then I started getting emotional and he started getting emotional, and I was with my friend, and she was like, afterwards, Shakira, that was so emotional. But we were on about the song, and he started it kind of, mentioning it again. And I just said to him, I said, you know what? I said, you will never realize how much you helped me. I said, every time I met you, you just filled me up with hope and faith, and you always had a message for me. And that day at the tree, I said, it was like you just spurred something in me. And he was starting to get emotional, and it was like he really needed to hear it. And then it was just lovely, and I was like, just thank you, and I just afterwards, then we were chatting for a while, and my friend was like, oh my God, the Remember Me song. And then she hadn't made the connection, but her dad had passed away a few years ago, and that song was important to her. She was like, oh my God, I feel like I got something from that interaction as well. But anyway, it was like, I suppose he didn't realize how significant he was to me in my life and this journey, even though we only met a handful of times. But what he gave me in them number of times was just, it was just immense. It was like he was just giving me a pocket full of faith, a pocket full of hope. And he would have shared his experiences, and he'd been through so much, but he was such a kind person. And yesterday I was like, do you know what? You're going to be well looked after. I said, you just shared so much love and kindness. And he even shared a few stories with my friend yesterday, and she was like, oh my God, he's just an amazing man, isn't he? I was like, yeah, he really is. And it just felt so symbolic. And then he said to me yesterday, and this is so funny, he goes, I was telling him, I said, I remember meeting you the day at the garage, and you were telling me that I need to open my heart again. And then he goes, and has that happened? And I was like, and my friend was with me, and I was like, yeah. I said, yeah, it has happened. And then anyway, and I suppose that's what I was on about in the beginning, but I'll share all that again. But it was like, I don't know, I had to meet him. It just felt like people come at the right time, but how energy works, we're always kind of connected. And I think he needed to hear yesterday from me that he needed to hear yesterday from me how much on that day, how much he helped me. And then when he asked me that question, and I suppose it's all very new, and I suppose I'm still kind of figuring it out, and the way he asked me that, and as that happened, it was like he did something to me. I was like, yeah, even though I have met someone, but I'm still kind of I suppose, I'm kind of working through stuff, as in things that I thought weren't even there, maybe guilt of, oh my God, I'm really opening my heart again. And even bringing up some grief with David and whatever. But when he asked me that, it did something to me. I was like, oh my God, it made me even think about all them interactions that we met, and all them stages, and where I was, and how all of that, every single part of that was important. But yeah, it was just so special. And I suppose we meet everyone we meet in life, can offer something. And sometimes we think it's people we know the longest or whatever, but someone we meet in a coffee shop for 20 seconds can say one thing and have a massive impact on our life. So always trust how you feel. And yeah, 2023, I think for me, I feel like everything that I've wanted is now here, and there's lots of change. And I'm a firm believer, and I said, nothing changes if nothing changes. However, change is hard. Change is hard. I was like, even the 1 week, I was like, I don't like change. And I was like, does anybody like change? But yet, we have to embrace the unknown, and we have to keep going and trusting and having faith. And we all deserve everything and more. And I suppose with regards to manifestation, it's amazing. But for me, when things come in, we may be triggered, we may have things come up, and that's all good. It's just helping us have a big clear out. So just keep trusting, keep going, keep having faith. And yeah, that's all the crack with me. Again, I'm in such a state of just, I don't know what's coming, and I'm not supposed to know because the only moment we have is right now. But when there's just massive amounts of change. But we have to trust that we know what feels right and we know what doesn't. And last weekend, I was supposed to have a life after loss event, and it just was not aligning. And I think I knew, but the part of me that's like, oh my God, I just really want to hold this space for people. I really want to help people grieving. I really want to share my love, my hope, my faith with others. But it was so funny last Saturday evening at about 4 o'clock, I was at the Mall in Caspar. I was in the car and I actually just prayed and I was like, lads, angels, whoever, I said, just give me a sign if tomorrow is not supposed to happen. I was like, I can't figure it out. And that's where surrendering. Oh, my mind was like, I'll just go up. It doesn't matter who turns up, I'll just go. I have to show up. And then I was like trying to figure it out, and I was like, oh well, and I was trying to figure it all out, right? And then I literally was like, please. And I just took a breath and I was like, I just let go. I can't figure this out. I have to trust. There's more going on than meets the eye. Literally, I kid you not. When I got off when I literally opened my eyes, I had a message from someone being like, can I rearrange my ticket to the following event? And I was just like, okay, that's my sign. And then the place I had booked was in Westmeath, and I tried to do it in December there, and it didn't work either. And I was like, okay, lads, I was like, it's just not working there. So I was like, that place is gone. And then I was sitting there and I could feel this energy like flow into my body, and it felt really good. The minute I made the decision, okay, it's not happening tomorrow, it's not happening. And it's not happening tomorrow. And I was like, rejection is redirection. And I was like, okay, I know I came here to do it differently. I know I look at loss differently, angels, signs. And I was like, okay, I need to step into that and embrace that. And this is really good. So the first event in December I had organized in Westmeath, when that was cancelled, I kept getting a message. You need to go to Jerry Hussey's event. You need to go to Jerry Hussey's event. You need to go to Jerry Hussey's event. Like, it was like hitting me like a rock. So then I was like, right, and I cancelled it and I went to Jerry Hussey's event. And I actually went to Jerry Hussey's event with the person I'm seeing, right? And it was like I had the best day ever. Like, it was so good. Now, it threw me out of my comfort zone, to be honest, because I was like, oh my God, I'm going with this person I'm seeing. I was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And that evening I was driving home and it was like, Kira, you want to do spaces, life after loss, and you will be doing it, but for you, the energy of you truly living your life after loss. And the next bit for me is really embracing someone, letting them in, like properly letting them in, and setting up a life with someone, and having by you doing that, the energy of how you help, you won't even have to organize that. That will just come to you. And then last Sunday, it was so funny. I obviously it was cancelled, and then I was like, all right, and I ended up going off for the day with the person I'm seeing, and we had a lovely day, and it was just so nice. And I was just like, all right, okay, I get it. And even when I say that, like, I feel, and like, they're like the most amazing person, and they are. But like, I suppose for me, there's like so much resistance there, but well, not so much, but like stuff I'm working through and whatever. And like, they're giving me permission to do that, and they're showing me, you know, where I suppose I have may have fears that, oh my God, someone comes in and then I lose them again, and oh my God, I can't go through that, or oh my God, like, what if someone sees us and they think I'm awful that I met someone again after David? Mad things that I didn't even think was there. But you know, we're doing really well, working through it. So that's what I'm at the last while, and you know, knowing that, and I know I deserve this. I know I deserve to meet someone who, you know, has the capacity to love all of me, and I suppose he actually does. And like, it's mad when you meet someone who is like, oh my God, who can do that? Do you know what I mean? And I suppose, yeah, giving love and receiving love. So I didn't think I was going to say any of this in a podcast, which just freaking shows. So that's where we're at. Lots of good things coming in, embracing it all, feeling it all, and yeah, sending so much love to all of you. And yeah, trust the process of life. Trust the process of life, and rest if you need to rest. Rest if you need to rest. January for me was such a month of rest. Like, I swear I was hibernating. Hibernating. And our body, especially when you're doing lots, you need to rest. It's so okay to rest. So trust the process, slow down, be kind to yourself. Just put your hand on your heart right now and take a big deep breath. And just remind yourself, you're a legend. You're doing your very best. You are so, so loved. And you know what? This is gas. I'm sitting in my little cottage and I have my feet in a footpath. And I'm actually still in my pajamas. It's 10 past 12, right? And I don't have a microphone. I'm speaking into my phone. The door is open. I think there was a beep at one stage on the recorded podcast. You may have heard the cows mooing. You may have heard Hope eating out of her dog bowl. Oh, there you go. When I say Hope, like, perfect, you know, when I say you are perfect or you're perfectly where you're supposed to be, my idea of perfect, like, perfect isn't like, oh my God, this perfect thing. Perfect to me is where you are in this moment, you know. And for me, I suppose it never aligns with me to be like, oh my God, I'm gonna have everything perfect and then I'm gonna record a podcast. I'm like, oh my God, like, I have something to share here. My intentions are so good, and it's just come from such a good place. And I'm just like, that's perfect, can be whatever perfect is to you is perfect. Do you know? But I think in the world we live in, we see all these things and we might be like, oh my God, you know, I have to have a podcast, I have to have a mic, I have to have a room, I have to have all this, and I can't do it until I have that. And to be honest, you know, it's what you're talking about, it's the energy, it's the words, it's the vibration. Just go for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just go for it, trust yourself. And this is a mad podcast, but you know, I don't care. I swear to God, I think if I've learned anything, I don't know, I've worked really hard to embrace who I am the last while, and I know I've got a long way to go, but I've done so freaking well. I know I'm different. I know I'm authentic. I know I do things my own unique way. I see the world so different. I'm like, that's freaking amazing. And I've come to such a place of acceptance. I'm like, come on. Like, I believe, like, sometimes I see things and I'm like, I wouldn't do things that way. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to find my own way. Then I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool that we all get choice to do things our way or the way everyone else does it. And to be honest, when I try to do it the way everyone else does it, it always falls to shite. So there is that shite. Someone messaged me one day about my podcast. They're like, I just love your podcast because they're just so normal, or, you know, a normal. I don't even like the word normal, but they're not proper or put together. They just go with the flow. So this is your sign. You're amazing. Be yourself. Just do you. And be open to all the possibilities and sending loads and loads and loads of love. So grateful for you all. Start manifesting Kira on wellness, retreats, spaces. Tell me what you want, please. This helps me so much. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, Kira, I'd love if you do a day retreat on this or this or this, something, message me, please. Help me out. And send in loads and loads and loads of love, and get Archangel Michael to wrap a bubble of blue protection around you. I love you all. Bye.